This is 88.9 FM. Opening your email or answering your phone during the course of the day means you're likely to get some form of communication from someone trying to separate you from your money. Often it's a scam. While those scams can be hard to identify, it seems older residents are more often the victims. This happens so often that the state decided to do something about it.
Well, in 1989, the Attorney General's office started a special project called Seniors versus Crime.
Martin Jacobson is deputy director of the Region 1 office that serves the Treasure Coast.
It started out as an advocacy to help senior citizens who have been victimized. Since that time, the program has grown. We're in every county in the state of Florida. We have over 2,000 volunteers, and our job is to educate seniors on crime victimization and to mitigate damages to help them get money back.
Jacobson says the program is funded by grants and has a far-reaching effect.
To date, we've recovered over $28 million for senior citizens. Last year, $2 million, with over 14,000 calls and I think 89 criminal prosecutions.
All of that happens with the help of volunteers, many of whom are senior citizens themselves. Joyce King is a volunteer. She says she takes calls and helps look into cases reported by area residents.
I've seen roofing problems, I've seen fencing problems, I've seen hurricane problems where the pool has been demolished and water damage.
King has a noticeable gleam in her eye when she talks about closing two cases the previous week.
And we are like little investigators in a way because we have to find out just what happened from the customer's point of view and the owner's, the store owner's point of view, the contractor, I mean. And we just try to, sometimes we don't manage, but we do our best to get something for the customer.
That something can be getting a job finished or redone or even money back. Jacobson says often there's no need for law enforcement or the judicial system to become involved.
We have a lot of transactions with senior citizens being taken advantage of with car repairs. And when we give you the opportunity to mitigate damages, it sort of gives you a clean slate so your business does not get a bad name. That one car sale to a 100-year-old client might prevent you from getting another 100 car sales if that information gets out into the public.
But companies aren't the only ones who face potential embarrassment in this situation. Jacobson says victims are often too ashamed to have fallen for a scam to come forward.
We believe that the average scam is about $2,000, but most people won't report because they're embarrassed. They're ashamed. They don't want family members to know. They don't want to be facilitated with their banking. They want to keep their independence. So a lot of them take their lumps.
Sometimes, Jacobson says, they're alerted by someone other than the victim. He remembers getting a call once from a woman's caregiver.
She said, I just came to take care of my client. She's very pleased that she just made a $10,000 investment in bitcoins. And she said she just come from the bank and said she received a phone call from a stranger who convinced her that this $10,000 would be recovered many times over if she made the investment.
Jacobson says home repair fraud is very prevalent in the area right now, along with vehicle repairs. He's also seen timeshare, investment, and even romance fraud. We'll have a link to more information about seniors versus crime on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.